from Astronomy Ireland, and he's joining me actually on the line today. It's 26 minutes to midday for anybody who has just joined the chat room show here on CRCFM. Good morning to you, David. How are you keeping?
Very well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what we can look forward to in the context of the night skies and even, I suppose, Astronomy Ireland and the events they are running.
Yeah, we've two big events this month, our biggest of the year, in fact, and as well as that, the sky is putting on an eclipse for us on Sunday evening. Just as the sun sets, the moon will rise, almost totally eclipsed.
You know, in terms of eclipses, what's the purpose of them? Is it just part of nature, or is there a particular reason for an eclipse?
Yeah, it's just a lucky coincidence that as the moon goes around the Earth, its orbit is tilted a little bit to the orbit of the Earth around the sun. So if the three of us were in the same plane, then we'd get an eclipse every month. But normally the moon goes above the Earth's shadow, below the Earth's shadow. We don't get eclipses. But occasionally they have to line up perfectly. And we had an eclipse earlier this year. It was at dawn, though. So you have to get it very early to watch it. But this one's going to be in the evening around 8 p.m. So on Sunday, just as the sun is setting, the moon will be rising exactly on the opposite part of the sky, because the three of us have to be in a line. And the only problem will be, of course, it'll be bright at that stage, but it's a full moon, so you're going to see it low down if it's clear. And as the hours tick by, you've got about an hour and a half to watch, you'll see the moon getting higher up, and the sky getting darker, but the amount of the moon in the Earth's shadow will decrease. So it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, the twilight dying away, the moon getting higher, but the shadow of the Earth crossing the moon all work together to give the best view. Will it be at 8 o'clock? Will it be at 9:30 when it's all over? We want people to watch, enjoy the natural spectacle, take pictures with their camera phones and send them into Astronomy Ireland magazine so we can publish them.
And I suppose if we go back in ancient times, I mean, people were very guided by the moon, and indeed it helped them to think about what the seasons were, what was involved in the harvest and everything else, the changing of the seasons, so to speak. Just moving on to the other events, I know the online lectures are still going strong. From Arts to Stars is an online lecture taking place on the 8th of September. From Arts to Stars, where are we going with that?
Yeah, every month we invite an expert to talk about their field of study. So this month, on Monday night, it's going to be black holes and exoplanets, planets around other stars, but as seen from Cork. Blackrock Castle Observatory in County Cork has a resident astronomer, Danielle Wilcox, and she's going to tell us how she studies black holes and searches for planets around other stars using a big telescope in Cork. So if you're interested in black holes or life in the universe, then this is definitely a talk for you. And we would all aim at the general public. Great talks for the family. You don't have to be a scientist. So if you want to know what goes on in Cork, then go to our website, get a copy, or get a ticket for the lecture on Monday, and the comfort of your own home, you can watch the talk online. So we do these every month, and there'll be another talk in October, November, etc. So we hope people will enjoy tuning in every month.
And finally, have you any more events that you wanted to highlight before the end of the summer?
Yeah, I mean, the eclipse is the highlight of the year, but the highlight of the event season is the annual star party that we run. It's been running since 1992. It's by far the biggest star party in Ireland, and we invite the entire general public from the island to come along to the Wicklow Mountains, where we set up the biggest telescopes in the country from a really dark sky to show people the wonders of the universe. This year, Saturn will be the highlight because its rings are almost edge-on, something it only does every 15 years. You'll see the planet, its rings, its moons, easily in these giant telescopes, but galaxies, star clusters, loads of other things as well. And it's called Starbecue because it's a barbecue as well.
Yeah.
We have a professional caterer, so we'll feed your mind and feed your belly. There's a big hall with talks by people from the BBC, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence in the USA, and, you know, it's a fantastic night. Bring the whole family, tell all your friends and colleagues, and, you know, if you haven't got a giant telescope yourself, this is your chance to look through some at the wonders of the universe in a really dark sky. So it's a pretty unique event anywhere in the world. So on September 20th, by the way,
yeah,
2 weeks on Saturday, and you get tickets for it on astronomy.ie as well.
Just the online lectures, it's nice because it's very inclusive of the of I suppose people who are not necessarily on the East Coast and worldwide indeed as well. For people who want to become a member, you're always open to new members, aren't you, David? What do they do?
Oh yeah, we have thousands of people all around the country who get the magazine every month and a weekly email that we send out as well. So it's run by volunteers, so the cost is very low, a lot cheaper than the American and British magazines that you see on the newsstands. So, you know, support Ireland, and if you've got a euro a week, practically nothing, do join Astronomy Ireland. We're looking for children, families, anyone who's just beginning an interest and loves having a colour magazine with all the discoveries in the universe and Irish photographs every month to drop to the letterbox. Astronomy.ie, you'll see the join link there. We're the world's most popular astronomy society, because we set it up for all the listeners listening in right now.
Brilliant stuff. A pleasure as always. Talk to you soon, David. All the best. Thank you for your time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
David Moore from the Astronomy Ireland organisation. I mean, really and truly, if you are interested in anything to do with astronomy, we're very blessed to have that organisation in this country. It has a worldwide following, and indeed anything that keeps it going through support, not a lot of money if you want to even just get the magazine or want to be a volunteer, just get in touch, Astronomy Ireland.